Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you've had a good day, and I hope you're in peace. Welcome to today's episode of Talks with Tea. I'm your host, Sanjita. I want you to come with me on a journey of sending an open letter to myself, an open letter to the 13-year-old me who would have much appreciated what I'm about to say, or perhaps not. But I want to send this letter to myself anyway. It's a way for me to show love to myself. It's a way for me to remind myself that I'm enough for me and I'm here for me. Many of you might be able to relate to it, and it's okay if you cannot. It's okay if you think it's better to write a letter to your future self rather than the past, but I hope, regardless of what you think, you can find the space to be there for yourself as well. Before continuing any further, I want to say today's message is always to be kind to yourself, to be understanding of yourself, because at the end of the day, you're all you've got. And with that, let's get to it. To me, 13 is a special age. It's a special period of time. 13 is when I started seeing the world differently. That's when my understanding of the world changed. That's when my insecurities came through, and that's when I started to change. That's when I started to look at people differently. That's when my parents weren't just mom and dad. Rather, they became independent people. They were human just like you and I. 13 is the age when I looked at myself in the mirror, and instead of seeing myself, I saw flaws. When I wore a new pair of jeans, and I did not think whether I felt comfortable or not. I wondered if I looked like my peers. I wondered if I looked pretty enough. I wondered, what are some of the things that I'm allowed to think? What are the forbidden places? I wanted to explore the unknown. I wanted to know what was being kept away from me. I thought I could do it all. But at the same time, I knew that I couldn't. It was me knowing my abilities. 13 is when I had my first social media accounts. Even though it was fake, it felt like the greatest thing to do in the world. It felt like I unlocked something that I wasn't supposed to. It was thrilling. 13 is when my body was changing. And with that, my thoughts. There are many things that I regret. But at the same time, there are also a lot of things that I'm grateful for doing in my 13th year of life. 13 is when I read a lot of books. 13 is when I developed all of my hobbies. That's when I started giving myself a chance. That's when I was my own person, and I wasn't doing whatever I was being told. 13 is when I learned a new language. That's when I moved continents to live in a new place. So I want to say to the 13-year-old me, you did good. Not everybody can leave the world that they knew. Not everybody can leave their friends and the places they grew up in to move to a new place to start new. But you did it. and you did it with so much grace. You didn't let your burden be somebody else's too. You didn't let your loneliness take over your whole self. You gave yourself a chance to grow. I wish I was there earlier to tell you, don't be too harsh on yourself. Don't be so harsh on your body. Love it. Love what you have. You're never too dark or too light to be beautiful. Your eyes, your nose, your lips, none are too big or too small. They're perfect. You might not fit into the standard of other people, but know that you're beautiful. Know that your beauty standard is where it should be, to the people that it matters the most. You're loved. Know that those who love you, those who will love you in future, don't look for your features. They don't look for your outer beauty. They don't look for what you can only give. They love you because you smile bright, because you give words of kindness, because you're there to listen. Those who love you will love you no matter what. You're loved by others. So I want to tell you, love yourself and be yourself. I know one thing that you always hear is how serious you are. I know you're often told to not to be too serious. I know you hear all the time that it's okay. I know you get asked if you are okay at home. So I don't want to tell you that. It's okay to be a little quiet. It's okay to not feel the burden to smile all the time. But don't stop living. Don't stop enjoying what you have. Don't stop enjoying what you don't have. Enjoy it in your dream, in your aspiration. I want you to build onto it. I hope you know beautiful things are yet to come. I hope you know that everything you hoped for will come true, and you'll get more than what you expected. Know that what you've lost is not the end of the world. What you've lost is given back to you tenfold in different form. Don't tell yourself that you cannot feel sad. Give yourself the space. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel lonely. But get back on your feet. Don't let your hopes die. I don't want to let your hope die by saying this too quick. But know that some things that you're waiting for, I am too. And we can wait together. And we can be there for each other. Know that the dreams you've had, or you have, and you will have, some of them came true. And some, I have them too. Maybe I will have them for a bit longer. Maybe the future me will tell me now that she's still waiting for it to come true. But that's okay. Hope is beautiful. I know you feel like nobody understands you sometimes. I know you feel like there's nobody who shares your thoughts. But I want to tell you, you won't have to wait forever. Can I be the first one to celebrate with you as I tell you that you're about to find someone who will listen to you and who'll be there for you? Will you believe me if I say you'll learn that it's okay to let people go, that it's okay for people to change? So let yourself change too, but let it be growth. Don't turn into a person who's so far away from herself that she doesn't recognize what she sees in the mirror. Don't be a stranger to yourself. And last but not least, don't stay up too late. It's not doing you good. To be honest, you can give me the same advice even now. So I guess some things never change, huh?
And I guess it's not a bad thing all the time. 'Cause trust me, some of the things that I learned from you,
I carry them with me even now, and I teach them to others whenever I can. And some days I sit there appreciating you for taking the initiative to learn things. And I thank you that you took your time to sit there and think through some of your emotions. I'm grateful that you understood yourself. I'm grateful that you acknowledged your feelings, whether good or bad. I'm thankful that you criticized yourself before others could. I know you're starting to acknowledge your feelings and thoughts and emotions and everything in between, or maybe not. Maybe I'm mistaking you for the 14-year-old yourself, or maybe even older. But I know you're working on it. I know you're starting to own your things. It could be mistakes or even accomplishments. Most importantly, hidden underneath all of these thoughts, I know there are anger to people, to life. And people might not think it's a good thing, but I want to tell you, keep it going on. The anger that you have will teach you so many things that no amount of talks or no amount of encouragement can do. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but your anger made you learn new things that you never thought you could. Your anger drove you to experiment with opportunities that you were told you couldn't do. So I hope you know good things are coming. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your dream. If anything, keep on dreaming. Give yourself a chance. Because your courage will turn into a courage of many other women around you. I see it, and I felt it. I know you will too, very soon. Between all these words, all these memories, all I'm trying to tell you is love yourself, love your body, accept yourself, accept your thoughts, your identity, your ideas, your differences, your good and your bad. Know them all, and you will be just fine. With love, another you. The most important highlight of my life, being a 13-year-old, was all the overwhelming insecurities that came rushing. But at this point of life, I think and understand that growth really is the reality check of whether or not I still live with those values, whether or not I've learned to tell myself to believe that I'm perfect, that I will be perfect, that my differences will be perfect. That's something I'm still working on, and I'm sure many other women out there are working on it just like me. And maybe it's not even only women. I'm sure there are many men who are struggling with the same thought. So when I tell my 13-year-old self to love herself, to be true to herself, I realize that to some extent, I'm telling that to myself now, and I'm telling that to many others who are like me, who are around me, and all the versions of myself within me. I'm telling all of us to be kind to ourselves and to love ourselves, because if we don't, who will? If you don't catch yourself when you feel like you're falling, who will? You cannot expect others to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. So at the end, I want you to reflect. I want you to say something to yourself. It could be your present self or your past or your future. I just want you to take a step towards yourself and do it. Say something to yourself. Say something nice. The world is there to be mean to you. So you should be there to be nice to yourself. Do it. Do it now. Think about one good thing that happened to you. Think about one good thing that you did to yourself today. Make a list of what other things, what good things you can do to yourself tomorrow. and then the day after, and then the day after, and make it a habit. The world becomes a better place when you're kind to others, but the world is also a happier place when you're kind to yourself. So let's work to make this world kinder and happier. And with that, I must say goodbye until next time. See you around.